very impressive process of constructing the Mishkan. It took a lot of mathematical skills, craftsmanship, architecture, engineering. This is a very exciting parsha for people in the field of engineering and math, and it's a very frustrating one for the poets. You know, they have a hard time following all the dimensions. So best thing I can encourage you when you start college is don't brand yourself as one or the other. The course, if I were a dean of a college, the one course I wouldn't allow is the course called Physics for Poets, because it's a dumbed-down version of physics. Your mind has to be trained to work in different ways, and if you're naturally inclined towards the humanities, you have to lend yourself discrete, concrete thinking patterns that physics and hard sciences bestow. And if you have that concrete thinking and analysis that sciences allow, you need the imaginative capabilities that literature and philosophy can lend you, again, in the right proportion. You know, I'm not telling you all to get 3 PhDs, but sometimes people go to college and they brand themselves. I'm a science guy, so therefore I'm not going to ever look at a painting or read a poem or listen to a piece of music or read about psychology. And someone say, well, I'm a humanities guy, and I don't want to know the first thing about a gas or a solid. It doesn't interest me. And it's all Hashem's Bria. And you want to try as best you can within the limited time that you dedicate towards it after you finish your learning. You want to try to understand Hashem through the Bria and also trains your mind to work and think. And even something as simple as learning Gemara, you see how vital it is to have analytic skills at a macro level, a micro level. But yet when the Torah describes all these scientists and all these architects and all these engineers and all these brainiacs, the way the Torah describes them is a very interesting phrase. And it's probably one of the most important phrases for the rest of your life, believe it or not. V'chol chacham leiv b'chem. Yavo v'yasu eis kol asher tziva Hashem. The heart is the last thing we would associate with chachma. In today's parlance, in today's discourse, chachma comes from your head. Chachma comes from your brain. Chachma comes from your intellect. Yet here they're described as Chacham Lev. And again, these aren't poets walking into the hills, singing to the mountains. These are engineers and craftsmen and people that are hard at work, applying their intellect. And what it reminds us is that raw intellect, you know, sheer brain power, it's a very important tool. But there are deeper and more important types of wisdom. And in, of course, the modern, certainly Lubavitcher context, they even became separate words, chachma, bina, vadas. So chachma became that raw intellectual inquiry and ability, but bina and das were higher levels. Now, what does it mean to have chachma saleh? Well, that's not a five-minute discussion. It could be a lot of things. At a personal level, it's emotional intelligence. Some people are sky-high in emotional intelligence. They understand human beings, they understand social cues. Just across the hall from us are some boys who have delays in emotional intelligence. It's called autism. And they just don't pick up the right social cues. They don't understand to read people. So remember, Rabbi Zimmerman spoke with us last week in Svat about trying to learn how to learn about people, to understand human nature, to understand what people are thinking, to be sensitive to human beings, and therefore to be better understand them, to better be able to do chesed, to better treat them. So there's emotional intelligence. There's obviously, from a religious standpoint, when David HaMelech says, Reishis Chachma Yiras Hashem, so he's perhaps playing on your expectations that Chachma would be something philosophical and intellectual, and he says, Reishis Chachma Yiras Hashem, and that Pasuk has so many layers of meaning. To be a Chacham, you have to have Yiras Shemayim. If you have Yiras Shemayim, you're a Chacham, right? We would gauge a Chacham in today's world based on how high he scores on a metric test, on an objective. I don't think that's true. I think the ability to know what you don't know probably reflects greater intellectual awareness. Seriously, because if you don't know what you don't know, you don't really know what you know. And if you're able to put yourself, people with true intellectual achievement tend to be, should be humble. In my opinion, people who aren't humble probably have limited intellectual. It's not just a moral flaw. It's probably they're not framing their knowledge in the right way. Reishis Chachma Yiras Hashem. See, you know that this all comes from the Ribbono Shel Olam, so you're Yirei Shemayim. You're just a little fleck of dust, cosmic dust compared to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's historical wisdom to be able to sense where you come from, what you belong to, what your mission is in life, insight, imagination. So many things we'll talk about throughout the course of the year, but don't be seduced. Don't be seduced in your own practice, in your own growth in life, in the people that you meet. And fortunately, we live in a shrine. Modern society is one big shrine which worships the intellect and awards the intellect. And And it's not really hotwired as much in your world, Asher, but it really is in their world where they come from. So one of my dreams in a different incarnation is to open a school. And in that school, we talked about perhaps not having a sports team, although I don't think anyone would come to that school. But in the school, maybe we'll think about having really long starim. That could be so that when people show up in yeshiva one day, they're not a maratzin. They've learned more than five blot of Gemara. And perhaps in that school, we also won't award the valedictorian award to the person with the highest scores. Isn't that sending a poor message? Isn't that telling us, because you score well on tests, because you have more brain cells than the person next to you, you're a better person and you deserve an award? That's asinine. The top award should go to, in America there are awards in high school, in Israel you don't get awards at the top. Maybe you shouldn't have awards at all.
If you turn up, you get an award.
Right, if you turn up, you get an award. That's what it's come to. But perhaps the award should be to the most complete person, the person who's shown the most character, the most perseverance, the most moral spirit, the most selflessness, the most all-around person. That's harder to gauge. It takes actual knowledge of your students. You have to actually know who your students are, rather than just hand out a test and award it based on whose scores come back the highest. Whatever the point is, every year, Parshas Vayakel, I'm trying to download these little triggers in you. So you'll be reading this pasuk in 20 years, and you'll be living in X and working as Y and functioning as Z and whatever, and you'll read this pasuk called Chacham Lev, and hopefully you'll remember, you know what, whether the rabbi in my shul has 3 PhDs or 5 PhDs and can say polysyllabic words or not, probably more important what type of person he is. Does he visit the ill in the hospital? Is he mostly nefesh? Is he a good person? Is he show midos? Does he show me how to daven? Is he, you know, the fact that his sermon has 5 malapropisms or 3 malapropisms, and it doesn't mean he's a bad rabbi. It just means he's a really, really good guy, the most nefesh to Am Yisrael, and I respect him. And I keep telling you, Chachmas Rabbanim and Kabbad Rabbanim is so important in our day and so under siege. You know, if you don't have Samchus Chachamim and connections with Rabbanim, it's all about connections. And you'll find Rabbanim, some of whom you're closer with, some of whom you're less, but just shouldn't be gay. Now, that doesn't mean just because a person's a Rav, he has to have Chachmas Alev. He could be a Rav without Chachmas Alev. But think about that when you come to Parshas Vayakel. It's not about your brain. It's about your heart. Chacham Lev. It's a very important phrase to carry with you. If we have a chance, we'll get back to Parshas